Virginia writes with an old nib pen of Leonard's, and she can't keep the supply of ink fast enough to capture the flood and stream of her morning. She forcefully daubs the pen in the ink, even spilling the ink pot and using the obscene puddle in the right-hand margin to refuel her words. A new leaf of paper, and on the flood goes, singing and fury, celebrating the moment.
Gertrude Stein. Sometimes the only way to say something is to not. Is this a new poem? A poem. Sometimes the only way to say something is to not. To be beside. To be happily married. To be happily wedded with a spoon. I don't understand you, Gertrude. I don't understand. You asked about poetry. I asked what you were talking about. It is better to be unsaid about some things. Sometimes the only way to say something is to not. Alice B. Toklas. I am nothing but the memory of her. Oh, you should have known what it was. I could have begun with the beginning and given you everything connected with every day along the line until Gertrude died. I lost my memory then, because I think I was upset and my head, when it came back, just wasn't clear. I am the book of a woman who all her life has looked in a mirror and seen someone else. I am nothing but the memory of her. Wilfred Owen. Dearest Mother, I have finished a new poem. What made my son a great poet killed him. Be bullied, be outraged, be killed, but do not kill. What can be more opposite but war and poetry? If I've got to be a soldier, I must be a good one. Anything else is unthinkable. Wilfred now is always past tense. Dear Mother, do you know what holds me together on the battlefield? The sense that I am at least perpetuating the language which Keats and the rest of them wrote. But maybe I make too much of it. His poems all rail against the idea of dying for your country. And yet, that is precisely what he did. All a poet can do today is warn. Chatting in Bed with Stephen Tennant and Siegfried Sassoon. The truth is, you're going to get old, Stephen. You will get fat and lose your eyesight. Your joints will ache and your teeth will fall out. Your wonderful body, your skin, will weather and age. Not me, darling. I take care of myself. Not against death. Against old age, you won't. It happens to all of us. I know. No, you don't. That's the problem between us. As wonderful and precious as this love. What? That's what I call it. Love. We will always be worlds apart, you and I. I can remember what it was to be you, but you cannot imagine what it is to be me. Age doesn't matter, I keep telling you, darling. Only young people say that. T.S. Eliot. The poet quivers alive inside his own creation, said Keats. My husband types the continual extinction of the personality. You could touch him and he wouldn't realize you were there, and they say I was mad. He wrote his best poetry while working at a bank, and once he left that, left me, he found the church and Valerie and tickets to South Pacific. I love Proof Rock, though. I love The Wasteland. It's really him. you know. I was the ferrets in a bag around his net, Virginia said, and he wrote me out. Always standing on the quay, and he, always the Queen Mary, plowing the waves towards us. Osbert Sitwell. At the dawn of the unread, I am writing. With Alan and David, Willie Walton and Ben. The shy gazelles with polished nails and stardust and Vaseline on our eyelids. Always 40, I was always 40, which made me bright when I was 20, and just plain vanity now. Left hand, right hand, I kept away from life, but never my sister. All is more silent now, tired old queen. Summers in Italy. I never shouted. I never told Edith. But she knew. She never knew what we did, but she was always championing some diva old queen. The closet has a revolving door to her. Sacheverell Sitwell. Where are you refuged, my sister, among orisons and litanies? Your hands are too young for the rosary, your seashell hands ever folding like fans in your poems. Where are your clowns and paper, your grenadier's coat? The nursery and the atomic bomb demand you, on Dives and Lazarus. Yes, but I have my own poems, you know that, and never was I tough or tender like you. You always go too far, my sister, so that I could go far enough. Edith must be a complete quotation. I daren't write her. She wouldn't like it, so I won't. Or maybe I am afraid. Death has undone so many, Tom said, but Edith knew. So many good friends have died lately, you know. So today I draw courage from Edith on the death of her companion, Helen. Such humiliating things happen to one's poor body when one is dying, but one looks so beautiful afterwards. So beautiful and noble. Of course one wants the people one cares for to see one, not humiliated, but beautiful and noble, which is what one really is. Dylan was a walking fire. He was all leaves. Catlin used to put Dolly mixture all around the bath to persuade him just to get in. Art returns to us after a long deadness. Your dark voice knew poetry must be read aloud, with just one idea, the poems and the booze. Some devil sent you, some deep earth voice, broken ghosts, Dylan, in New York, and the severe insult to the brain, your doctor said. Poetry, myth, the deification of reality. I am a man, no more, no more. And the great reward of a roaring life. Yes, yes, you knew it well. The fragmented sea from your boathouse, the good bell's jaw, deaths and entrances, milksops, jelly babies, and sugar-coated sweets will not soothe the bitterness. The bonfire thief, liar in the light, modern poetry owes you. Well, this is it, Briar Cottage. Not much of a briar, not much of a cottage, but it's what she called it. After roses. No, after the poet and lesbian philanthropist Annie Ellerman, who named herself Briar after her favorite island off the coast of Cornwall. She was lovers with Hilda Doolittle, who wrote under the name of H.D. More code names than the Resistance. Who are they liberating in all this? Themselves. Women on the whole, I think. And poetry, too. I suppose to you it's no more than a modest flat just off the Hampstead High Street, but it has a view of Keats' house, there. Just the chimney and the top of his infamous mulberry tree, but there, nonetheless. Briar loved Keats. She said from here a modern poet could quarrel with the past. I think poets have a lot to answer for. Always dreaming of the past. Why pick a fight with Keats? It's Mr. Wilson and his damn Labour Party is what we should be worrying about. You quarrel with the world, that's politics. You quarrel within yourself, that's poetry. Briar did that. And paid for it. Paid for everybody she did. British poetry hasn't read originality like this since the 20s. Mr. Larkin regrets. How could you hold such disdain for life? In afternoons you watched us, you and Kingsley, drinking and boasting of shagging your bum. Was it your Dylan Thomas balls-up pessimism that cast you always on the edge of things, with your sickness and your soundless dark in the curtain edges of a welfare state? You racist prick with your stammer and paunch, nothing was ever quite good enough for your mother or Mev, all going to hole in a handbasket. And this added interrogation, entanglements, your every moment complicated and negating the reluctant and finished night. Something happens to make the poems dry up. Poetry died when pop music metastasized. Sid Vicious died before you did, and everyone knows about him. No one will make a movie about you. We're all so afraid of looking. But still we rise towards morning at last. Night has left no more to show. And blood doesn't pause. Doesn't hesitate in the womb. Only 30, that colossus January 1962, when I was born. It was the coldest winter the country had seen in 100 years, and my mother was consumed in something unstoppable. Hanging gardens before Dunn's dawn amongst the glassy music of the milkman's bottles. And me crawling for the coming wave, not seeing where there is to get to. Sticky pearls, my birth and your death, the art like everything else. How could you do it like that? With wet towels rolled under the door, me and my sister asleep in the next room. I guess the life force was so strong it killed you. Something happened. I don't know what it was. For us, there is only Alaska. There are the poets and the poems, the tigers of modern poetry and fiction. I wrote them down in the end. I am maybe only a cat, domestic variety. I came to work for Edith Sitwell as her secretary when her eyesight failed and she could no longer read, when the poison spread and infected her finger and she could no longer write. It was the beginning of the end. I needed a job, she understood that, and I was a writer too, detective fiction. She loved a good crime story. People didn't know that. Dame Edith Sitwell loved mystery. Agatha Christie, the incredible sausage machine herself, the Duchess of Death, for whom crime was fatal, never indiscreet, and always solvable. I don't go for that. I'm more the Patricia Highsmith type. It's the problem that draws me in and keeps me up at night. what motivates people to do unimaginable things. I like working out the events, hiding the clues, then revealing to the reader the paradox, yes, of life. The lion paw on my windowsill, some repressed lunar cult, these October souls, and no footnotes to guide us. Virginia smiled, and Gertrude Stein loved American soldiers. Alice Toklas converted to Catholicism, and Wilfred Owen left the church. Sassoon married a woman in 1933, and Stephen Tennant died an old man in 1987. T.S. Eliot called Osbert, Edith, and Sacheverell the Shitwells, and Edith converted to Catholicism in 1955. 100 years since Dylan Thomas was born, Swansea's most famous son, and my entry on Briar has been the least listened to this month. I really don't think anyone knows who she is. Philip Larkin asked on his deathbed for his diaries to be destroyed. They were shredded, then burned, according to his wishes. Sylvia Plath smiled for a photograph with Nicholas, her son, and Elizabeth Salter does not appear in the index of Sitwell's autobiography after almost 7 years of helping her to compile it. Three suicides framed this story, and so much writing to resist the end. I salute you, my lovers. You leave me breathless in the gulf between us.